All right. What I liked, big plays, the run offense, Mariota, Debo, McCaffrey, the kicker. You know, they got a takeaway, some big hits on special teams again. A few plays here and there defensively, but the defense was the number one thing in this game on the list of bad. And I'll start there. Too many points, too many yards, too many third down conversions, three in a row on that final drive when they just needed one stop to get the ball back. The Falcons, again, I really believe yesterday going into it, I talked about it all week long, they were going to face a much different Atlanta team than the team that they saw on film against the Panthers. The Falcons were the perfect, you know, bettors setup, you know, trap opportunity to play really well and to win. They were really good, and they've got a superstar running back. They've got a very talented tight end. They've got a true number one wide receiver. They've got a pretty decent offensive line. They've got some defensive players that can really play. I love 55. I love Caden Ellis. I like the rookie, the kid from Georgia that they took in the first round, Walker Max. He's good. But look, all of that said, the defense was nowhere near good enough to win a game like that, unless you have Superman on the other side of the ball, and he was not available. The tackling, I'll start there. It just was atrocious yesterday. Far too many missed tackles. You know, this was an emphasis for this team, and you know, we go back to week one when they tackled so well against the Giants, and I remember, you know, we did a call segment, and we said, what, you know, did we take away from week one that we think will kind of hold up, you know, throughout the course of the season? And I said, tackling. Because typically, if you can tackle in week one, you're going to end up being a good tackling team. Well, they're not a great tackling team right now. They certainly weren't yesterday. I do think that this is not an issue of players not playing with urgency, with the kind of, you know, level of competitiveness and urgency that Quinn preaches. They're just not getting people to the ground. And look, Bijan Robinson does that to everybody. You know, if you've paid attention to other teams, including the Falcons, he is truly a superstar running back. And he makes people miss all the time in the tightest of spaces. He really does. But, you know, Reeves had an opportunity on that ridiculous 14-yard touchdown run by Bijan. Algier must have broken himself four or five tackles in this game. They'll have, you know, somebody will have the advanced numbers or, you know, just the missed tackle number somewhere, but there were too many missed tackles yesterday. The defense has had moments of tackling well in the first four games and some other moments that have not been very good. Yesterday was not good at all. They gave up way too many explosive plays, way too many chunk plays, 69-yard swing pass out of the backfield to Robinson. Hey, I got an idea. Let's not let Bobby Wagner cover as much anymore. You know, I remember saying the same thing about London Fletcher towards the end of his career. He's so good at so many things. But the thing towards the end of Fletcher's career, and you're starting to see it with Wagner, is don't put him in coverage that much against really good backs and tight ends. It is their liability. It's a liability to the team. You know, that 69-yard chunk play, a 43-yard pass to London, 26 and 22-yard passes to Pitts, a 20-yarder to number 82, Washington, multiple runs of 10 yards or plus, a couple of 14 yards or plus, too many explosives defensively allowed. You give up too many explosives, often it's because of the tackling. So the two go hand in hand. Also, it goes hand in hand with coverage. Guys, coverage is the biggest issue defensively through four games. I can't tell you specifically what it is. I know many of you are convinced that Lattimore can't play. I'm not saying you're wrong, okay? And I don't think he had a good day yesterday. You know who else didn't have a good day? If Lattimore didn't have a good day, I don't think Trey Amos had a good day yesterday either. I'm not sure anybody had a great day in coverage. But my point is, I don't know how much of it is scheme play calling versus players and execution. I don't. If you're about to tell me that, well, they shouldn't be in man the whole time. They shouldn't follow those motions in man. They played a lot of zone yesterday. They played a lot of man from what I could see. They blitzed. They didn't blitz. They zone blitzed. They didn't zone blitz. They're trying a lot of different things. I just don't know if they're the right things. You know, we can sit there and we can watch the games on Sunday and we can see people wide open. We can see Bijan in the slot not even covered on a 3rd and 4. And we can say, well, that something's wrong. But to just say it's a player thing, I think is selling the situation short. I don't know how much of it is players and execution versus scheme and play calling. I would guess, just like most situations, there's his side, her side, and the truth lies somewhere in the middle. And I would bet that is the case here as well. But the bottom line is, it's not good enough. Okay? You can't match up, once again, Wagner in coverage over and over again on really good backs and or tight ends. Lattimore cannot be in a situation where they are motioning him and he's not able to play press. Sanra still, you know, I said last week, maybe they need to move him to the outside. And they pull, you know, maybe Lattimore and put Noah I back in, you know, as the nickelback, as the slot. Maybe that's coming. I don't know. Sanra still hasn't had a good season. He did have a pick yesterday. I don't know how much credit you give him for that pick. It was a terrible throw. But he had dropped into that area, which made it a tougher throw in that zone. But coverage is the issue right now, because pass rush isn't the issue. You know, there have been times, and there were times last year, it's like not enough pass pressure. Although overall for the season, it wasn't bad. Coverage was an issue. They're getting some decent pass rush this year. Coverage is a problem. Yesterday, third down defense, I mean, come on, man. 6 out of 12 and 3 straight on that final drive when they desperately needed a stop. You know, I don't know what they would have done down 7 with the ball. If Jaden had been in the game, I would have guaranteed they would have gone down there and scored. But the way they had played their last few drives, I wanted to see it. I wanted to see him get the ball back down 7. You had the first 3rd and 4 was the scramble by Penix. You had the 3rd and 6, which was Pitts wide open, even after Quan Martin held him for 22 yards. And then that 3rd and 7 was a gut punch at the Washington 37. It's a good throw. It's a great catch by London. Lattimore's on the coverage there again. And it's a shame, because they would have trotted out their kicker for a 55-yarder, more likely than not, had that been incomplete. Today's 55-yarder is yesterday's 45-yarder, but maybe you get the ball back down 7. 3 straight third-down conversions. You know, by the way, after that 3rd and 7 to London, it's still, the ball's at the 28-yard line. You still have a shot there, maybe if you can get off the field and force a missed field goal. How many blocked field goals have we seen? But Tyler Algier breaks about 19 tackles and rumbles for 19 yards down to the 8-9-yard line, something like that. Game basically over. The run defense has been better this year. It was not good yesterday. I'll be honest with you. I was shocked at the end of the game that Atlanta had only rushed for in the game 128 yards. Bijan had 17 for 75. I kind of felt like he was on his way to like 150-plus with the way the game started. 4.4 yards per carry is, you know, well, it's not Kroski Merritt's 5.9 for the season. Bijan is special. He's elite. I don't care what the numbers say. It was not a good day against the run. Their worst day against the run this year. And one of my keys going in was, you've got to stop the run, and you can't let them be balanced. You can't let them be balanced. And they were. I think their first 36 plays, they put this graphic up, 18 passes, 18 runs. So, the defense wasn't good yesterday. It's been very, very, very premature to discuss this defense after any one of these four games as anything definitive yet. The two good performances, and I would even say really good performances, were against teams that were hurting and not very good offensively at home. The two bad performances were against much better offensive teams on the road. I do think the talent's better, especially up front. I think that the secondary, while everyone was raving about it over the summer, Terry wasn't even in camp for them to cover. You just don't know with things like that until you start playing real games. They have given up, I mentioned this in the open, in their two losses, 61 points and 839 yards. That is not great improvement from last year's defense. Long way to go, 13 games left. Again, I think Kinlaw's an upgrade over John Allen by a long shot. I think that they've got, you know, a better overall defensive front. I think their pass rush has been effective. But it's still not a good defense. I don't care what the traditional or even advanced numbers say. It was too small of a sample size through the first three games. This will start to, after yesterday, reflect something that's probably more true to what they are. Next thing on the list of things that I didn't like. You know what? I need more time for this. We'll break. We'll come back. I've got Cliff Kingsbury's play calling in the crosshairs. Also, I didn't love the end-of-game strategy by Quinn and wasn't really in love with the way he handled the end of the first half. That and more coming up. You can start getting on the phone lines now if you want. We'll start taking calls at around 11:15, 11:20, 301-230-0980. Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Team980.com. I do realize we're having some problems with the Odyssey app. Hopefully we'll get those fixed.